Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Human rights organizations and their backers remain inactive in cases like ours. Translated. The Mossad Human Rights Observatory reveals that more than 21 women, including girls under the age of 18, have been subjected to rape in various areas of the Sinjar state by members of the Rapid Support Forces. Mossad calls on international and regional human rights organizations to take immediate action to protect Sudanese women and to mitigate the risks faced by civilians. The organization also urges human rights agencies to continue their efforts to meet the basic needs of those affected by the war in the Sinjar state. Al Jazeera, Sudan, August 19, 2024. Unfortunately, some members of the Islamic Ummah still place their hopes in the conspirers who have led us to this situation, seeking help from the international community and its organizations, which are none other than the same America and Europe that are competing for Sudan's resources and whose actions have ignited this senseless war. This is either due to ignorance or despair, leading them to neglect the issues of the Ummah. Instead of pursuing their own goals, they have become associated with the international organizations and institutions that uphold their so-called democratic and humane laws, which prioritize people based on their nationalities and identities, as demonstrated by the war in Ukraine. When that war broke out, organizations rushed to provide real and effective aid to women and children, defending them and sending weapons to the Kiev government and providing substantial financial support going beyond mere condemnation. However, when it comes to Muslim women, the so-called United Nations and the international community always limit themselves to hollow condemnations without taking any practical action. If they do take any action, it is only to serve their dirty colonial interests, continuing to subjugate the Islamic nation. Allah Almighty said,
يَثْقَفُوكُمْ يَكُونُوا لَكُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَيَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ.
If they gain dominance over you, they would be to you as enemies and extend against you their hands and their tongues with evil, and they wish you would disbelieve. Surat Al-Mumtahana, Ayah 2. The United Nations, Western democratic countries, global media outlets, and human rights organizations have shamefully chosen to ignore the escalating massacres and injustices committed by the Rapid Support Forces, RSF. Instead, they have opted to protect and pursue their economic and political interests by continuing to supply both sides with support and weapons through their regional proxies, thereby exposing the hypocrisy of their empty democratic slogans about human rights. To the sincere members of the armed forces, we remind you of the words of Allah Almighty.
وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
And what is the matter with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women, and children who say, Our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people and appoint for us from yourself a protector and appoint for us from yourself a helper. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 75. So how can you know this verse and still leave your sisters to the crimes of the RSF? The deceit of the capitalist Western nations, their UN, and their international community, along with the agreements they impose on us regarding women's rights and human rights, as well as their decisions, recommendations, and poison solutions disguised as the counsel of those who shed crocodile tears for us. It is nothing but a vile plot from which we have reaped nothing but illusions, for it is all deception. Our salvation lies in the hands of the sincere members of the armed forces, not in the hands of our enemies who lie in wait for us, whether they openly declare their hostility or hypocritically don the cloak of humanity. Linking our causes to our enemies is political suicide, a great peril to our nation, and an invitation for the violation of Muslim lands. The opportunity is still available to turn the tables on the conspirers and their henchmen through a swift and practical solution to prevent the dishonor of these women and others across all Muslim lands. For the capitalist struggle for resources has turned these lands into arenas of abuse against the weak. This solution is the establishment of the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, which will restore the honor and dignity of Muslims by deterring the colonialism that has sown discord and wars among the sons of the Ummah. This is the only way to save the violated women and protect them from the crimes of the rapid support forces. Official spokeswoman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.